a friend of mine who actually was traveling from Accra to Kumasi. You know this Accra to Kumasi, they have this special vans that that can really speed. They call them the Ford. I don't know whether you've seen those Ford vans. And this guy was supposed to join that van, you know, the bus or whatever, mini bus. And when he got there to sort of enter, there was a guy crossed him and then started fighting or arguing with him as to, you know, who would enter first and all that. So what happened was that he pushed the guy off the mini bus. So the guy just allowed him to join the bus. And then they sort of, the bus left. So he joined the next one. So when they were traveling, they got to a place called Sefiwi also. It's on the way to Kumasi. So before they got there, there was like a roadblock and all that, and the ambulance and all those other car trucks were there, which is, you know, something happened. So by the time they got there, they realized that that particular van had crashed, all right? And the van split into two. And where the guy was sitting, that was the actual place that was split into two, and the guy was dead. So he was asking himself, if I had fought with this guy continuously to join that minibus, I would have been dead by now, but I'm alive now, and look at what has happened. You know, so that's a reflection of what has sometimes do happen. God sometimes delivers you from certain things, you know, for you to still be alive, you know. So sometimes people do certain things to cause you to react, but sometimes you have to think twice before reacting.